doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live.
He's alive.
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOI building, where it is a
Friday.
That's a keeper.
Yeah, Friday, July 19th, 2024. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah, applause. Yeah.
More than a golf clap.
Yes. Clap away. Ooh, nicely done.
Yeah, what's a little bit louder than a golf clap?
This?
That feels like full-on applause. Yeah. Though.
Pretty much anything's louder than a golf clap.
Yeah, but I feel like we were not really to full clap mode.
Orchestra?
We were just like, ooh,
Could be.
I feel like that's the same level, no?
I don't know.
Church clap.
Oh. Yeah, depending on the church.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because some
you're starting to do it, and then you're like, I don't know, should we be clapping?
Doesn't necessarily always feel right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like archery clap?
Archery, yeah. Oh, that's archery. Probably it. Yeah. Yep. You've been to a lot of archery competitions, Warren, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was a kid.
You know why you have been?
Why?
Because you're on the straight and arrow. Straight and arrow. Straight and arrow.
Excuse me.
Don't encourage him.
Don't make it better. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Wow. You was that it for the day then?
I really shouldn't have done that.
I got one.
Okay, Kevin.
I got one on a Friday morning. Let's see how this is going to go.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about when Warren went to the archery show?
No, I didn't. Oh.
He started telling a story, a very long story, but it had no point, so they kicked him out.
Hey.
Golf clap for your archery story.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Any archery jokes over there, Bruce?
No, last time I shot an arrow, it hit my son's wall of his garage.
Really?
So took the bow away from me.
What were you, just by chance, what were you aiming for?
Right, good question.
He had some target thing sitting down there by his
and
garage.
And you missed?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, because... Yeah, he hunts with bow and arrow, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Archery.
Yeah. He's actually good, man.
Those bows are intense, aren't they?
Yes.
My favorite archery story, I think I only have one, is that my neighbor got one for Christmas. We live in a cul-de-sac, and he went out his front door, and he was just like, you know, stretching it, faking it, you know, like, I'm not really going to shoot it, and then whoop, let go accidentally. Man. Hit the front door across the cul-de-sac.
Oh, my. It wasn't a metal door.
No, and it stuck. Man.
Oh, it did stick?
Oh, yeah, right. Deep, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, deep into that.
Goodness sakes.
Yeah. That was the talk of the hood for a while.
Oh, I bet it was.
It was one of those Christmases where it was kind of warm out, so a lot of the kids who got bikes and stuff were out in the cul-de-sac, and, you know, poof, there goes the arrow across the cul-de-sac.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I remember the guy opened the door, too, because he thought somebody was knocking. You know, here's just bonk in his door, and he walks over there.
No, just like in the cartoons.
It's what it looked like, yeah. Then we got to watch the long conversation in the middle of the cul-de-sac, and the boy shaking his head, sorry. What a great Christmas.
Yeah.
The G and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Quesadilla. You are so lovely for breakfast.
Kevin James.
Kevin made you for us to put in our tummies.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Hello, Kevin James.
Hi, Kevin.
Howdy. I have a question for you guys right off the bat.
Oh?
Hopefully you can help me solve.
Bro?
What is, you know, on your door where there's the the little hole that you can look through to see who's knocking on your door.
Mm-hmm.
What is that called?
Monty, do you know?
Peephole.
Peephole. What do you say, Juan?
I would say peephole.
Mm-hmm.
Beep.
Steve, what do you call that?
Oh, peephole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I call it a peephole.
Yeah, so you can see the peephole.
People. I never thought it was actually a people.
Oh, it's people.
Well, my granddaughter the other day said to me, she said, Papa, lift me up so I can see out the peephole.
Peephole. Yeah, it makes more sense.
And I actually thought, wait, is she right? Is it actually supposed to be peephole?
I bet it is. Huh?
But you all said peephole, which makes me feel like I have not been saying it wrong all these years. But I will change it from here on out to peephole.
Yeah.
It makes more sense. I'm peeking. Mm. I mean, I guess you're peeping as well.
We've just been tricking you for years.
Right.
Yeah.
But it makes it sound like you're not supposed to be doing it if it's peeping. Right?
That's correct. Yeah, right.
Only if your name is Tom.
Correct, that's yes.
Very
Thank you.
True.
Thank you, Warren.
Yeah, peeping seems negative. Peeking, just fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's your house. You can do whatever you want. You can
peek in my peek hole.
Ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years. He has no sense of smell and nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
Lived a good life, loved a good wife, always helped someone in trouble.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all time.
Take that part out.
Warren,
stop it. Strong.
Hello,
hi, Warren.
And good Friday morning, everyone.
Warren, when was the last time you helped somebody out?
Well, I don't know. Would going to the airport and picking my son-in-law, is that considered helping somebody?
Not really. Of course it is.
You
bet.
Yeah.
I did that yesterday.
Well, there you go. All the way to yesterday. Wow. Been a long time then. Yeah. Yeah, just because he's family doesn't mean it's mandatory that you have to go.
No.
It's still considered helping. I mean, it's expected to pick him up.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, but.
Because he's a great guy.
Yeah, you're still.
But it was just him, not. Yeah. Not your daughter as
no,
well?
No, no, no. And the reason she didn't go get him is because she's got COVID.
She got COVID? Oh, well, what's that?
I don't know. I heard about it somewhere. I guess it's a cough and a sore throat or something. I don't know.
Well, hopefully she heals quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is she at taking stairs? I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Oh, I get it.
Hello. My name is Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce.
Bingo.
Bruce, you have the divine spark.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Out of the ball. Hi, Brewster.
Good morning. Glad you said that.
I knew you would be. Yeah.
Made me laugh.
Yeah, that's why you got your intro right after it.
So much better than the one I was going to say.
Really? Okay.
Well, I don't know. Mine's really funny, but I don't know if it would have got us in trouble.
Really? Okay, here, I'm going to shut the mics off. We're going to take a timeout. Steve, fill the dead space for a second.
Why do you always do this to me? Now they're taking off all their headphones. Leaving me in the dark of what they're saying, and Jay's staring at Kevin, and I'm just giving the play-by-play here.
Yeah, mine was better than that.
Funny.
Give me that, Kevin.
Thanks for leaving me all alone.
You're welcome, Steve. Good job, Steve.
Yes, Steve.
I know what you said.
I heard it.
You don't think I can listen to that and Kevin at the same time?
Oh, well, did you like what I said?
One of them I was actually paying attention to.
Monty.
Where do you currently work?
As far as, like, actual employer type.
Monty. I can't hear you right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
I always mumble. It's like I literally ever since I was like first learning to speak.
Right. Monty. Monty. Monty.
You're an animal. Yes, oh, there we go. You're a toy guy.
You gotta see Kevin.
What is that?
Right.
Monty.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. And go! Morning Spokane! I was expecting more from you, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin, where were you?
I'm sorry, what did you?
The whole tiger in the air.
I always kind of do it down low. I'm more of a.
It's not a high.
I'm a poacher. I like get down low.
I'm now going to embrace it and look forward to it.
Yeah, that a boy, Monty.
I expect more out of you.
Yes, Monty, I like it.
Was so busy looking at whatever it was that Bruce was doing.
I'm excited.
He looked like he was honking a horn on an old bicycle.
Up in the air.
Up in the air.
I thought he was doing a crab impression.
Okay.
And I was about ready to have to push that vein in on the side
no,
of your
No, don't
neck.
Touch me. That takes it to a new level.
Yeah. Well, I know, so but you, when you said, I'm on his body, that old vein just come. I thought,
oh, yeah.
It's going to explode.
No, it's not.
Look out.
Yeah. It might someday.
Things to look forward to on a Friday. Can't wait. Remember that time Monty's neck vein just blew out?
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Yeah, let's go, buddy.
Producer Steve right there, Steve.
Oh. We got crabs, we got seals, all sorts of things going on.
It's the animal kingdom well represented today.
Yeah, I like that. Wow. You know what I saw yesterday on Facebook?
A tiger?
No.
I don't think we're going to guess. No, I think we're just going to let him tell us.
Not at this rate, no. I saw someone, and maybe I misread it, and maybe I misunderstood, but someone had commented on someone else's post, and their name was like Ant something. A-U-N-T.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And I don't think I've ever seen that before, because they're not everyone's aunt.
Oh, but it was signed?
Well, it just goes like by that name.
Yeah, that was the page's name.
That was their profile. Yeah, their profile name.
Well, I kind of like that, though.
Kind of like I would imagine if Uncle Jesse from Dukes of Hazzard had a Facebook page.
That's right, Kevin.
He would just be Uncle Jesse.
Or Aunt B.
Aunt B.
There's another great example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen that before.
I don't think I have either. But yeah, you would just put what you are to whoever your family is, and then you just make your Facebook page that.
I guess. Maybe you.
Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima. She would have her Facebook page to say Aunt.
Do you only have? She would. You only have to have one name or like a couple friends though then. Cause
what do you mean?
Because the whole world's your friend?
Well, no. Yeah, but you can still be. You can still be someone's aunt and other people's friends.
Well, yes.
That's right.
But
you're just getting stuck on the technicality that she's not your aunt, so you don't want to read it.
Right.
Okay.
Right. All right. Duly noted.
Carry on.
Duly noted, Producer Steve.
Yep, that's my first thought.
Yeah, like, okay, well, you're not everybody's producer. You're just Jane Kevin's producer. So, Bruce, I know I had thought of you this morning, and I was like, what song would Bruce most likely want to hear? Pick an artist, Bruce, and I think we're going to match. I have an artist ready to go, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be the one that you would, in your mind, think of. What country artist do you think I have ready for you to go right now?
Waylon Jennings.
Johnny Cash?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Thank you, Josh, and whoever else that was.
I know Josh.
Do you? Mm-hmm. You know a Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Maybe that's what I meant.
Yeah, okay.
He's my son-in-law.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
You know the weirdest thing about names? More people than one can have the same one.
Oh, that's crazy.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Did you guys, are we getting our email, Steve? Is our email working? What's happening right now with the whole Microsoft outage today and it was affecting airlines and businesses worldwide? Yeah.
You know, I can test it out to see if it works.
I tried to email myself multiple times just within the last 10 minutes. We didn't get any. I don't know.
Let me send you an email right now.
Yeah, send me one. See what's up.
And I'll just say test.
One of those weird where they go, we updated our servers. It's a major company that services a lot of other companies. That's why I don't think any of the flights in Spokane got affected. But worldwide, there was problems with three different airlines and banks and businesses and, you know, all just because they updated something. Whoopsie.
Kind of like when it turned from 1999 to 2000, remember?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Y2K, remember?
Huge problem.
Yeah.
You were supposed
to take your computer and bury it underground or whatever they said. I don't remember exactly.
I heard that some of the machines at the casino shut off.
Oh, no.
Well.
Ran out of money.
Heard about it.
Mm. Yeah. You heard.
H-E-R-D?
Secondhand knowledge, right? Like, you would never know.
Well, let's just say the story I heard, the person who was playing this machine was in the middle of a spin, and the entire screen was filled with one face of the main guy. Like, the guy, you're going to win a jackpot, basically.
Right, yeah.
But it just stopped in the middle of it.
Oh, wow.
And it said, server error, whatever.
Is this a true story,
down,
or are you making this up?
Shut down a bunch of the machines.
Okay, it was hard to tell.
Then there was no fixing it. They're like, yeah, unfortunately, it's something
it's a computer
worldwide.
Thing.
Yeah, there's some issues.
Wow.
And it wasn't all the machines, thank goodness.
Right.
That place would have gone broke.
Weird that all that can happen just because they did a little update. I mean, they update around here like on a Tuesday night. Isn't it Tuesday nights they shut them all down and put them all back on again, whatever that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's every... Yeah, every Tuesday, Microsoft updates, I think.
Yeah, and then, you know, people come, I can't log on.
I don't know. It was wild. But they did reassure this person, a friend of mine.
Uh-huh, very close friend. Yeah.
They said, well...
Does this friend of yours like fruit salad?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then the money was stuck in the machine.
Yummy.
And so it took like an hour and a half for them to...
What time was this?
...pay you money. Oh, I don't remember when they were there. But what's important,
you should text
Jay,
them real quick.
Yeah, what's important is they said to my friend...
Yeah, your buddy.
Uh-huh. ...that when the machine comes back on, that spin will finish... And if it isn't a jackpot, they'll let you know.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Wait, wasn't it a jackpot so you did win? I mean, your friend?
Your friend?
No, because the spin hadn't finished yet. It was.
Oh, man, that's weird.
It was mid-spin?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but what happened when it started back up?
Then that's what they say. When it starts back up, they'll let you know.
Was
if
your
it's
friend
a
there? Your friend wasn't there when it started.
Oh, you had to leave his name there for him to call.
Yes.
He had to leave.
He had to leave.
He had to.
Or as we say around here.
Crazy. On that morning show. Jay and Kevin, they're ready to roll.
Warren, you asked for it. You got it. Crazy. There you go. On that morning show. All right, fellas, let's go ahead and play a little round of Smart Bottom here.
Smart Bottom.
So what do we need? Five? I guess, 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, we could probably get a... You know what? This is what we'll do. Four people can call. They can pick the person they want to represent them in a round of Smart Bottom. And we're all playing together at the same time. Do you think that's the best way, Kev? Just a
absolutely.
Free for all. And then the fifth person who doesn't get selected will be playing for the field.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. Playing for the house.
Cool. So,
Warren and the people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm predicting, Warren. I'm sorry.
No, that's good.
It'll probably be me.
No, I doubt that.
Should we take a bet to see who is not picked? I don't think that's very nice.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Steve, I'll grab the rest of them for you there, buddy. Everybody look at Steve real quick. Look how uncomfortable he looks trying to get somebody off the phone. He's so nice, he literally can't get people off the phone.
Yeah.
Hi, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this?
It's Kedra.
Kedra, who do you want to have represent you today?
Kevin.
Yeah.
Whoa, okay. Oh,
respect.
I think it's because it's a nice alliteration. Kedra, Kevin.
Yeah,
Kevin,
pressure's
Kedra,
on.
Kedra, Kevin.
Jeff, who do you want to have represent you today?
Fisherman Jeff here.
Hey, buddy.
I take Monty.
Monty. Right. Monty.
Okay. Who wouldn't?
Okay. Right, exactly. All right, we got that. Hello, Coyote Country. Who's this?
Marcos.
Marcos, what's happening?
Not much today.
Marcos, who do you want to represent you? You have me or Warren or Bruce?
I'm going to go with Bruce.
It's a very smart play. Oh,
good Marcos. To hear from Marcos. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Marcos,
what did you call him one time?
I forget what I did.
I can't remember. You're good with names, though, Warren.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's your strong suit, I think. Yeah,
it's something, Stute.
Uh-huh. Stute? Jane Kevin Show.
That
hello.
Too.
Hey, guys.
Who's this?
It is Rick.
Rick, nice to meet you. My name's Jay. Rick, you got your choice, me or Warren?
I gotta go with you, Jay. Pay attention, please.
Attaboy.
Attaboy. Pay attention, please. I'll try. Kevin, that's weird. Warren is playing for the field.
Yeah, isn't that odd?
Crazy?
Who would have ever guessed it except Kevin in the world?
Well, yeah.
You know what, Warren? I feel an upset coming.
Yes,
you do?
I'm confident that you are going to do very, very well today.
I hope so. I hope it's a good...
It's a good showing, maybe?
Yeah, and a good topic? Well, topic?
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. But that was a good start. Maybe.
Do you guys remember how Smart Bottom is played? Producer Steve will give us clues one at a time.
Okay.
At any point, you can ring in and blurt out your answer.
Right.
You have to ring in with your name?
No,
then you're done.
Just blurt it out, Monty. Yep.
Yeah, once you've blurted, you're done blurting.
Unless you're right, then we're all done.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. There'll be 10 total questions, or I should say hints, if you will. All right, let's hit it, Steve.
All righty. Clue number one. I am a person.
Narrows it down.
I am a 61-year-old man. I am known by lots of people throughout the country.
Mark Few.
He's not 61, so that's got to be wrong.
Are you serious? Yeah, it's Mark Few.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, he hasn't had his birthday yet? Oh, wow. That's right.
Unbelievable. Wow.
1 point, Mark. Kevin.
What?
Game's rigged.
How did you get that?
I don't know. He's known by a lot of people throughout the country.
He's also happens 61. To be really in the news right now. Obviously, he's, assistant coach for Team USA basketball.
Oh, that's true. That's
right. Olympics starts in a week. All right. 1 point, Kevin. 1 point, Cadrill. Here we go.
All right.
I was waiting for the next clue.
Yeah. We all were with bated breath.
All right. Let's do this one.
Okay.
I am a movie.
You know what it is, Kev?
Oh, boy.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, sorry. I apologize.
I came out in the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I take place in the early 1900s. I have a 195-minute...
Titanic.
All right, fine. Why do I even bother?
What?
I don't know.
Titanic. 2 points, Kevin. No points for anybody else.
Did you write these questions?
I did not.
This Kevin's is unbelievable.
Cheating. He's cheating.
Mm-hmm. I'm not cheating,
I don't know how
guys.
He's cheating,
but it came
cheating.
Out in the early 1900s.
It came out in the 1900s?
It came out in the 90s. It was about the early 1900s.
I mean, we pretty much all knew. We were all just waiting for the next clue. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I only have one more. Is that okay?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's all right. Well, Kadra's going to get the win, but we can get a second place to see if they want a prize.
Okay, all right. All right.
You know what? Under that guideline, you're eliminated, Kevin.
Yeah,
Cadre already won.
No more, that's fine.
You
no
won.
More cheating from
we're
Kevin.
Playing, we're playing for the silver.
Right. Yeah. And, he's going to win from this first clue anyway.
Right, probably.
Which is, I am a person.
Oh, you
know who it is?
I'm going to say Mark Few.
Okay. All right. First clue. I am a person. I was born in Tennessee.
Danny Boone.
Daniel Boone for Bruce.
Incorrect.
Oh, weird.
I am in my early 30s.
Sorry, Marcos, by the way.
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Good job. Did you already write it down?
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Well, because you made the clue. You made the clues.
Yeah. That's a good point,
I mean,
Kevin.
I just... Steve, I just I could sniff you out, buddy.
Can we go back to the original cards next time?
Yes. You want to try one of the cards? Do you have a card handy, Steve?
Cater's going to get first choice. Rick's going to get second choice on the prizes here.
All right, hold on. All right, here we go. Do we use this one?
We'll find out.
All right, I am a female singer. I was born in Texas in 1981.
Ooh. I'm going to go Kelly Clarkson.
Ha ha.
1981, yeah.
I used to sing in church. In 2000.
They all did.
In 2004, I won 5 Grammy Awards.
Ooh. Dang.
Beyonce.
Yeah, very good, Jay. Very, very nice.
We did use it before.
we had no chance. In other words,
I wouldn't have known that one. All right. Well, let's see what Kadra wants. Kadra, what are you going to choose today? We can get you, a slew of options for you. Luke Combs, and that's the one at the Gorge. You can enter to win the $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's. Ooh. And I think I might have, do I still have a Walker Hayes, Steve?
Oh, yeah, we got one of those.
And a Walker Hayes. Which one of those would you like to win today, Kadra?
Kadra?
Okay, good to know.
He didn't talk to Pedro.
Oh, whoa.
Oh,
that's why Kadra didn't answer. That's my fault. Kadra, which one of those do you want to win?
The Luke Combs, please.
Luke Combs for Kadra.
She was screaming into the radio.
She was.
Yeah, she was.
I forgot I answered two before one. That's always a bad idea. Rick, which one of those do you want? You got the Luke Combs is gone. You've got the leftover Walker Hayes or the qualifying for the $5,000 Cabela shopping spree.
Well, I'm a fan of leftovers. I'll take Walker Hayes.
Big 99.9 Coyote.